Welcome to Shtaf Yom Yerushalmi. This year's sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Kof Ches in the Oiz V'od Radishin, Perek Shlishi, starting Halachotes. Now, the previous Mishnah I spoke about, when you have a Yom Tov within a Shabbos, is it considered to be two Kedushas, one Kedusha? And when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is it considered to be two Kedushas or one Kedusha? Now, this Mishnah is going to refer to when you have 2 days of Yom Tov, referring to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov because you're not sure what day is Yom Tov. So says the Mishnah. Person can put a basket with fruits which are not fixed, as the Gemara is going to explain, meaning he didn't take on Meiser. And he can do a condition that if the first day of Yom Tov is really Yom Tov, so he's not fixing until the second day. And if the second day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, so then he's fixing it on the first day. Because you're not allowed to fix, you're not allowed to make Meiser on Yom Tov. But when you have 2 days of Yom Tov, one of them is the real Yom Tov, and one of them is only a Suffolk. We're not sure what day is Yom Tov. And we were annoyed to do both. But one of them is considered to be the real Yom Tov, the other one is not. Or an egg that was laid on the first day can be eaten on the second day. Because here it's clearly two Kedushas, which means the first day of Yom Tov and the second day of Yom Tov, one of them is Yom Tov, the other one is not. We're just not a Kedusha, but it's a separate day. So if the egg was laid on day number one, it's Allah on day number two, Mimon Avshach. The first day was Yom Tov, second day is not Yom Tov. You have no problem to eat the egg that was laid. There's no Mukta. If the second day is Yom Tov, so then the egg was laid before Yom Tov. The lo yoidu chachamim disagree, and they are machmir even in 2 days in shteyom mitovim shagolius to consider it to be like one long dusha. Says the Gemara Kof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara explains what is the condition that he does with the basket. Voimer im yom tov ayom. If today is yom tov, yivotlu dvorai. So the ma'aser that I'm saying will be canceled. I'm not doing anything. That's the preview, and then what happens? And then he does Meiser. But before that he said, if it's Yom Tov, we're not doing anything. He doesn't eat it, because maybe it was Yom Tov, and maybe the Meiser did not happen. The second day, he calls it again Meiser. So Yom Tov, the first day was Yom Tov, so the Meiser day that was not a Meiser. The Meiser he's doing in the second day does work. If the first day was not Yom Tov, so the Meiser they did in the first day was Yom Tov, was Meiser, and the second day is nothing, it's already anyway kosher, so if he's allowed to eat it in the second day, Mimon Avshach. Second one, Machlavo Shitosei the Rabbi Yudah, Kurti Rabbi Chanan, that's the Girsa. L'chori, we see over here, the Rabbi Yudah is changing his Shita. Because over here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah is saying that 2 days of Yom Tov considered to be two separate Kedushas. As the Gemara, Tomon Yavid L'Kedusha Achas, the Kovid L'Shtei Kedushos. There's a brisa where Rabbi Yudah says when you have 2 days, so then it's considered to be Kedusha Achas Misafik. And here he calls it Shtei Kedushos. Isn't it a steering Rabbi Yudah? Says the Gemara, Tomon Kedusha Achas Arukei. Bramach Achas Kedash Achas Chol. So the Gemara, the brisa before is talking about when you have a Yom Tov and Shabbos. So then it's considered to be one long Kedusha, Kurti Rabbi Yudah. But here we're talking about that it's 2 days Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni Shegalius. So one of them is Yom Tov, and one of them is not Yom Tov at all. One of them is Chol. Same question ever Rabbanon. Tam and Avdil Shtei Kedushas. When you have Yom Tov and Shabbos, they're considered to be two Kedushas. V'kayin and Avdil Kedusha Achas, and even they make it one Kedusha. Says the more Tam and Yom Tov Etzah Shabbos. Dear, when it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, Kechol Etzah Shabbos. Yom Tov compared to Shabbos is considered to be Chol. It's not the same Kedusha of Shabbos. So therefore, it's Shtei Kedushas, and you could do air from one to another. You could change air from one to another. Pramacha, but here, Shneim Shovim. They're both equal. Meaning 2 days, Shneim Tov Shigalios. Rabbanon hold, it's Yom Tov. I don't know what day is Yom Tov. I make it one long day. It's both Yom Tov. It's not two different Kedushas. So here the Gemara says a Chiddush. According to Rabbanon, we hold Shteyam and Tushigolius like Kedusha Achas. Rosh Hashanah is not. Why? Because Shteyam and Tushigolius, even when I know when Yom Tov is a Takana Rabbanon to keep the minig, as we'll see soon, and to have 2 days of Yom Tov. So I really consider it to be one long day. But by Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara understands, it wasn't a Takana. It was a very early, before even there was any Xeris, they still did 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in most places, because we didn't know when Beis and Yerushalayim made Rosh Hashanah. So already when Nevi'im Rishonim, they're already established that there will be a Rosh Hashanah 2 days. So it's really a big suffix. The reason why you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not like zero or minik of Yisrael B'Yadim. It's a suffix because I really don't know what it is. So because it starts so early as a suffix, we continue considering it as a suffix, and we consider it to be two separate kedushas, not one long kedusha. The more now dash is a little bit agato regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov. Rabbi Reb Chaim Shabbi Yochanan says in the pasuk, "Bnei imi nicherubi samuni noicho es akarmim." Karmi Shali Lorantati. So it says in the pasuk, somebody nurtures a Kramim, Kramim Loshon Rabim, a few vineyards. My one vineyard I did not guard. Migaram li liot noiters a Kramim. Why do I have to guard 2 vineyards? Asher Karmi Shali Lorantati. Because I did not guard my own vineyard. What does it mean? Migaram li mishamer shteyom misuyu. Why do I have to do 2 days of Yom Tov in Suyu? Meaning I have to out of Eretz Yisrael. Because I wasn't careful to do Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, I have to do 2 days now. That's it's a almost like a punishment to do 2 days of Yom Tov. So maybe I'll get rewarded for 2. I'm still getting rewarded only for 1. Because it's my fault I have 2. So in Suryu, we have a takana. They have to do 2 chalas. That's takana and chutzart in general. We're learning Maseches Chala. That you don't do 1 chal, you do 2 chalas. Because 1 chal you have to throw away, so you do 2 chalas. So the reason we do 2 chalas is because we're in chutzlertz. So migarain lafish tichalas b'suriel hashem shleifash tichal lo'achas b'aretz, because I didn't do the proper one in Eretz Yisrael. So ra'ayti she mekabel sachal shtayim. I thought I'm going to get a reward for doing 2 chalas. Ve'in mekabel sachal ela lachas, because it's chal only in 1. Because the fact that I have 2 is more of a punishment for the fact that I didn't keep the 1 well when I was in Eretz Yisrael. He said on the ones that have to do, keep 2 days of Yom Tov, it's bad chukim, the fact they have to do 2 days of Yom Tov because they don't know. Ravo ozo Alexandrio, he came to Alexandria in Egypt, and he made them use lulav on Shabbos. Why? What's the reason he made them use lulav on Shabbos? Because he told them, Yom Tov Rishon, we do carry lulav even on Shabbos. The only problem is we don't know when Yom Tov Rishon is. It's a suffix. Maybe Yom Tov Rishon is Shabbos, but maybe it's Sunday. So because I don't know, I'm not going to take a lulav on Shabbos. But he told him, I'll tell you when it is. I'm going to tell you exactly when the moel was. You will know exactly when Yom Tov is, which is Shabbos. When you know Vavdai, so then you do use the lulav on Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, Shoma Rebbe Meimar, Min miyocholoin ravo b'chol shato. So he heard Rebbe saying, will Ravo be there every year to tell them when the Moilud was? No. So because in some years, or most years, they don't know when Yom Tov is, so therefore, Gzeiro, we do that every single year they do 2 days Yom Tov, and I don't look at it as if they right now, this year, they know which day is Yom Tov. They have to treat it as if they do not know what day is Yom Tov. They should assume that they don't know what Yom Tov is, even though now they do know. And the same way when you don't know what your Yom Tov is, you don't have lulav on Shabbos. So this year, they should not have lulav on Shabbos. He sent to them, even though now we gave you the calendar, you know exactly when Yom Tov is supposed to be. Don't change the minig of your fathers to do 2 days Yom Tov. And that's what we saw also in the Bavli, that Yom Tov Sheni is a minig of Yisayim. They have to continue keeping it, even though today we do know the calendar. Halacha Yud Zog the Mishnah. Someone is the Baal Tfilo in Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The day of Rosh Chodesh. Now, we don't know which day it is. That's why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because we're not 100% sure if the day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day or the second day. So he says it should be, I'm davening for Rosh Chodesh, either it's today or tomorrow. For the Mocher, the second day, he says, maybe it's today, maybe it's yesterday. So I specify it's Rosh Chodesh, just say I don't know when it is. For Lo Yodu, the Chacham says you don't say that. So explains the Gemara. What's the reason Chacham did not agree? Because he's saying the suffix. I don't know if it's today or yesterday. And that is not proper to bring a suffix. Just say today is Rosh Chodesh and that's it. Or says the one of Kafchas on base, or Yehivo kima demar Rav Yaakov Baruch b'Shav Yaso, or even Atev Yom Tov Shosh Shano. When you go in front of Atev on Shosh Shano, ain't you tzech laski Rosh Chodesh? You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because Zikoron Echod Oy Lekan Lekan. You mention Yom Zikoron refers to Rosh Shano. Zikoron refers to Rosh Chodesh as well. So because the Zikoron refers to both, I don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Says Gemara, uf hachoken, and maybe here that's pshat as well. Rabbanan say the reason why they didn't agree, not because he said a suffix, because they say you should not mention Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah at all. You should only mention Rosh Hashanah, as that is the meaning that we have today. Hadonach perek b'chol ma'arvin, hadonach perek b'chol ma'arvin be'ezer Hashem. Starting the fourth perek of Maseches Eruvin. So the Mishnah, v'shiyutziu goyim or ruach ro. Someone who was in a place of Eruv, he had his own place, he has his location, came goyim, or he had a bad spirit, and pushed him away, pushed him out of his place. Ein loy ella arba amis. So then he can move from his place. Basically, he has only four amis in the new place that he came on Shabbos. Because where he was in the beginning of Shabbos, that's when he used Kohen Shvisa. Now he went to a different place. It wasn't his fault. So wherever he is, he has four amis. Hichziru, if they brought him back, kilu lo yotzo, as if he never left. We'll see in the Gemara that only if he was brought back by the goyim, by Ruachon, not by when he came back on his own. Holy chuli racheres, they put him in a different city. Or nasnu bidir or bisar, dir isar, different pens where you have animals, big locations that are closed up in a fence. They say now they put him in a place that's fenced up, so he could walk the entire space. They give him four amas, but it's four amas if you have no fence. If you have a fence, it could be the entire area of the fence. Still has only arba amas. They came from this area and they went in a boat. They walked the entire boat because the Kohen Shvisa in the boat. They didn't move from Arba Hamas, they want to be Machber. So as Mechaim points out, here it's not the same case like we had before. The case that we had before, we're talking about that in the middle of Shabbos they came to a new location. So there Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva say he's not Kohen Shvisa and he can't walk more than four Hamas. Here in the boat, they were there before Shabbos. So that's what the Mishnah says, Shirotzu la'achmin la'atva. A chumr be'alma, they can't go more than four amas. And the Reb Chaim brings the name of the Rashbo. The reason was because they didn't go into the boat, al das ken, the boat will leave. Meaning, it's not going to be a shvisa, so when the boat moves, we'll see a little bit more about this in the Gemara. So they were machmir in this case, but it's a similar to what before. They also said over here, you have only four amas. So look at the Gemara, Misho Tziu goyim. Ask the Gemara, the lechen manan amin. In other words, what is the chiddush over here in the Mishnah? When a person goes out of Eruv, he has only four amos. Why would you think differently? So I'll tell you what the chiddush is. V'yas ha-kimish yotzo b'yoshus. V'yilo apayim amal l'chol ruach. When a person has permission to go out, for example, a midwife who goes to give birth, to give her 2,000 amo. So here, maybe you give in 2,000 amo. The fuket zech meima in lo l'arba amos. You see, he has only four amos and not more. U'minayin l'arba amos. How do we know the idea of arba amos? Saying more, that's a remnant in the pasuk. Shvu ish tachtov, sit underneath you, meaning sit in your place. Your place is four amos. How do you know the idea of apayim amo? That a person is sitting in a city or in his house, he has 2,000 amos to each side, because it says al yetzi ish mim koymoi b'yom shvi. Don't leave your place b'yom shvi. Your place is 2,000 amo. Saying more, oy cholof, maybe the opposite. Maybe shvu ish tachtov. Tachtov means 2,000 amo, and al yetzi ish mim koymoi means four amos. Because every city has 2,000 amos around it, especially the Arimiklot, which are a Levim, they have 2,000 amos around it. So the Mokum says over here, refers to a 2,000 amos, that's the remez of 2,000 amos in the Torah. How do we get to four amos? It's the height of a person, and when he stretches his hand, the height of a person is three amos until his shoulders. That's what Tosfos explains throughout Shas. And plus, when he stretches his hands, that's another amo. It's him in three amos. Really, three amos plus an amo. Why? She'll have the ability to take a barrel from his headspace and put it down to his feet. So he needs another amo just to be able to take items from his head to his feet. That's the extra amo to pick up his hand. Reb Chaim sends us to the Bavli that explains what's the difference between the two answers. The first answer is a little more than four amos, because when a person stretches, it's more than an amo above his shoulder. So it's a four amos plus. When it's referring to taking that barrel from his head to his feet, that's exactly four amos. That's the difference between the two explanations. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Dav Kofches.